Coyne, and starring those two half-wits. Today, a special musical feature prepared in cooperation with the 25th anniversary of music in the world, in which we will give out with something very... Those potato chips came to us still. They are Ray's potato chips. That's the name of them. They're not Ray's, actually. And they're made in Haverhill.
Of course.
Pass them around. They weren't sent to you in the first place. You can at least pass them around.
Mmm. Take one. I said.
Quiet.
I'm
glad to. Good afternoon, friends, and welcome once again to a program called Matinee with
Bob Ray. Keep the music in the drawer there. Don't let him have them.
We will be on the air for the following half hour. 1 to 1:30, brought to you by... No,
it's brought to you live today.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
We're absolutely live and in real color.
Hey, those are good potato chips. Did you buy some?
No, I didn't.
Use good potato.
I would, but... Green? I don't know what's the matter.
Just making things too difficult, Green. That's all. You're cutting your own throat. I can't think of a better one.
Oh, I would not love to see it. That's a lot of nerve he's got. The guy's loaded with nerve, Bob. I'll say that for him.
He is.
Yes, sir.
I tried to get in touch with Mr. Eisen today, but evidently he's not around.
Who's that, Bob?
Huh?
Who's that?
You know, has a band. I forget his birth name.
Larry Eisen?
Larry... Or Vaughn? No.
Vaughn Ice?
No.
Anyway, what do you want? Or what did you want?
He didn't want anything. I wanted to get in touch with him.
What do you want to get in touch with?
Well, it's a personal matter, so I didn't get in touch with him. It doesn't make any sense. I was just passing the time of day. Will you stop eating those things? You saw what that letter said the other day. You're lousing up the show. Now, sit down.
Well, I didn't want to have to say that on the air.
Well, I did. I wanted to say it.
I didn't want to say it. Bob.
That was Ray Goulding.
That was Bob Elliott who said it. Everyone knows that. You're a chow hound.
And here he is, chow hound.
Oh boy, isn't Green? He's awfully funny today.
You people wonder probably...
You're a scream.
...why we spend so much time tearing Green down. But if you could be here and see his actions and his attitude on this program, you'd understand. It's really more than either of us can take. We're getting to the end of our rope.
Well, Bob and I this afternoon thought we'd like to reminisce with you friends, you old-timers, bring back some of the songs that Bob and I introduced.
In our 20-odd years of vaudeville.
And we, of course, brought to the public and made popular in our own little way several songs that we think you'll remember and would love to hear again.
We're kind of modest about it, but I think you'll recognize them when you do hear them.
I remember one afternoon we were in Grand Rapids, Michigan. No,
that's the wrong type of background.
Bob and I were doing four days in Grand Rapids.
Those were great days. We're
sitting in the dressing room just before the show went on. Dan Daly came and knocked on our door,
and he said he had a new song he'd like to have us try out.
He looked at me and he knew I was in no condition to go on stage.
So he took over, and Dan and I walked out on the board, and we went to a little song like this.
Well, incidentally, Flo Tixie was in the audience watching that day.
Hello. Then we went into our act there. And then Ray recovered the next day, and I remember so well when he introduced this little one that you'll all remember, I'm sure.
Glow, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Glow, little glowworm, I am slimmer. Glow, little glowworm, dimmer, dimmer. Glow, glow, glow.
I put on a cowboy uniform, and when we were playing Eugene, Oregon for a split week back in 1913, I went out on the stage, and for the very first time that anybody there did, when Johnny come marching home again, hooray, hooray, when Johnny come marching home again, hooray, hooray. We received a tremendous ovation for that.
Missouri. We were there for just two or three days just before we were booked into the Palace for one of our biggest openings. And Bob and I sat down. It was in a little restaurant in the back street out there.
I think that was when Betty Grable left you, wasn't it?
Yes, and Bob and I wrote this, and that night I sang, "Good night, sweetheart, till we meet tomorrow. Good night, sweetheart, dreams will banish sorrow. Good night, sweetheart, la 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 la."
Then we moved on to Peoria, Illinois again, where we made a wonderful weekend appearance there. I remember the old theater out there where we nearly set fire to the place. The song that was all the rage that particular week was one that's very popular today. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the park to buy me some peanuts for Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never come back. And I'm root forever. Hope they are far away. And I'm glad for shame. And I'm glad to replace out at the old ball game. And Ray went into a soft shoe dance to the same tune.
And I sang this song.
5 foot 2, eyes of blow, I have very body dream, my girl. 2 foot 5, 3 foot 4, 4 foot 6, pick up 6 is in your body dream, my girl.
Then one of the songs that everybody seemed to go for when we got just outside New York. We were playing Bayonne, New Jersey at the time. This wasn't too many years ago.
It was before your time, though.
It was before my time. And I did a song that's recently made a revival and it's enjoying a wonderful comeback.
Sing it, Bob.
I know that someday you'll want me to watch you when I am gone for somebody new. I remember that September.
What was out there?
I kind of forgot the words that night. And that was when I first did my famous Scott Talk, which achieved great success here and in the United States. What was that?
The thrill of my dreams, I love you.
Now, I really played down in Charleston, North Carolina, in the tobacco warehouse. This song is a great big fan. I like to sing it again.
Jack is over and over again. Jack is satisfied with women and men. Milder, much milder, all smokers agree. Always by Jack is still ABC.
1936, Chicago, North Side, the Stram Theater. Up in light, Bob and Ray's team were there. They were part of the show, nevertheless. And they were wowing him with a song that went like this.
When the deep purple falls.
Sing it, Ray. Flows out there.
Over sleepy garden walls.
Flo wasn't out there after that, but that didn't set us back any. We kept right on going, sending our trunks along ahead of us.
And everyone was feeding us peanuts in those days.
We used to go to a theater and find out what time the laundry went out.
Well, so much for that, Bob, recalling the old days. And the
yes, as you were saying, before you buy any television sets, listen to this amazing free offer from the House of Television, New England's largest exclusive television dealer.
Before you buy any television set, we suggest that you do that.
Will you translate this as I go along?
I'll stop and interrupt you.
Phone Richmond 21750 right now, and you can have television in your home tonight.
In other words, friends, if you call that number he just read, you could have a television set in your house before sundown. Call Richmond.
Yes, we were in Houston. I remember that. We just discovered oil. Call Richmond 21750 right now, and big, beautiful Admiral television console will be delivered to your home at the time you specify. Now, this absolutely has no cost attached to it, absolutely no obligation. What does Mr. Elliott mean by those words?
I wasn't listening, frankly.
All right. Admiral is America's number one favorite, the set with more features and better features.
America's smart set.
Admiral Television brings you pictures as clear as the movies, tunes as easily as your own radio set.
In fact, there's a William S. Hart movie on there tonight.
Admiral is nationally advertised from coast to coast. Phone the House of Television now for your
weather forecast.
Home trial of Admiral Television. Just call Richmond 21750, and your set will be delivered. You can purchase your Admiral Television console on liberal long-term credit. Installation is free. An efficient indoor antenna is included in the amazingly low cost.
I should read that.
And you even get 90 days.
I should read it.
Free guarantee.
Awful.
Compare. Judge Admiral for yourself. Call the House of Television, New England's largest exclusive television dealer at Richmond 21750 right now. Don't miss out on this great free home trial offer.
There's one thing about television, boy. They can spend a half an hour with a weather forecast, with those big maps that you never read in the newspapers, with dots and arrows and shaded areas.
Now, here we have a mass of cold air, which is centering itself around Lake Ossipee, New Hampshire. It won't hit these parts, I don't believe. But folks in the Ossipee region will have a good, cool Canadian ace air up there for their own lifting pleasure, for their own enjoyable weather. And now with my sponsor.
Well, I'll be back in just a moment after word for my sponsor.
I have a swell idea for a television show. First, it opens with a double image.
That's good.
The thing is shaking.
With snow going by in front.
And snow falling. Then you make arrangements to have an airplane fly overhead. And that gives it a terrific vibration appearance. Then you come on, Bob.
And then somebody drives
in. And
in
some funny way, we have two heads on you.
What do you mean in some funny way? I just come on naturally.
And I think it would go great. Then we'd have vertical bars for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound good?
Sure.
Mixed in with a little snow. And double image. Like we could have the scoreboard on there for 4 or 5 minutes in the background. Yeah. The end of third inning. Is it third inning?
After the end of every inning, we can have that.
Well, that'd be
and
good.
Say 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8, or 9.
Or 15. Eight. Any number. Any given number.
Any given number.
Isn't that a good idea?
Yeah.
I like it very much.
And then we could, what else could we do? We could have, maybe a piano player or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we could have news going by.
Yeah.
We could read it. Of course, it was the same thing as in the newspaper, but you could read it going by. And
have it just like in headline form.
Sure.
Incidentally, I think it's time for Peter Gorey, I believe.
I haven't seen him up here today.
Have you seen him?
No.
I think we'll try to get Peter in for one of his 12 news broadcasts a little later.
He never goes on until 1:15. And right now, between now and 1:15, it's time for the Bob and Ray Reptile Show. Everybody get around. Here we go. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Step inside for the biggest show on earth. Creeping reptiles all over this place. You'll see lizards, alligators, and a car leaping itself up and over top of the battle box, two other cars, a bomb-eating man. And you rise there.
Here's Kevin Bill. In the first
in a great carnival mood with their toes turned up, they play.
Would you play something for us today?
Oh, that's right. Music? He's already read the potato chips. Eating the potato chips.
They're going to play I Still Get Jealous.
It's one
of the current operas. I remember William Bruce, I Still Get Jealous.
The Bob and Ray Reptile Show.
Gather around. Here we go. There's a
thank you.
Cannon Bill with I Still Get Jealous. Since the weather prediction is for cooler weather, all shifts at Gillette Safety Razor Company will work as usual.
Remember when you buy a new car and you go back for 1,000 miles check, mm-hmm. you usually think up little things to tell the man who sold you the car.
Yes, and then I'm sure you check the water and the battery.
Well, and a few little things, and it usually reads something like this. And the hood chrome center is buckling.
Oh, that's not the way we fix that. We'll see that anyway. We get around to it.
That center strip on the windshield is loose, and the rain
can
come in.
Oh, I see that. Yeah, well, we'll
see that. The lights up, too. Yeah, the speedometer light doesn't light up, and I don't know how fast.
Too much driving at night?
Not very much.
Wow, that's really low. Hit it a couple of times.
Okay, you know the blower in the fan there?
Yeah.
Doesn't do no blowing at all.
Well, this warm weather won't do you any good anyway.
The wiper. It just goes up and it won't come down nowhere. It hangs there. Kind of funny like.
It keeps going up and don't come down.
Yeah,
I'll
right.
make a note of that, of this little.
The top of my car has faded a little. I parked it outside by the hole.
You leave it in the sun very much?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's probably it.
And my keys, incidentally, don't fit the ignition.
Oh, well, yeah, I'll give you another set until we can find the ones that do fit.
The hood doesn't raise up properly.
You got a convertible?
No, the hood.
Oh, the hood.
Up
you
over the motor.
Well,
it doesn't come up at all. I can't
have
get
it. Have you tried getting
car.
In from underneath?
Yeah, but it's hard. It must be a Cobra 8.
Well, we'll see what we can do about that. We're pretty busy.
So
you
your door handles on the left rear door, it don't latch or nothing. I can't lock the car.
Well, yeah, that's why. You know why, don't you? You've got a two-door car here.
Or then when I put it in the reverse, it jerks back and stalls whenever I put it in reverse.
Oh, that's all?
Yes, sir.
We've had a lot of trouble with that, these cars.
And you know that oil injector?
I advise you don't back up. That's
the oil injector that you sold me is an X3?
Yeah.
Well, a little bit of oil keeps flopping up on the windshield from underneath the hood, that little crack there.
Well, just turn the windshield wiper on.
Well, the windshield wiper don't work, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, what if we fix the windshield wiper?
The
then we'll just forget the oil.
The rubber foot pad on the clutch there came off.
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't need that anyway.
Then, of course, those bumper guards, one is split down the middle.
Yeah, well, I think that's the way that's supposed to be.
Uh-huh. How about on the side view mirror? All I get is a picture of the sky in there.
How's it come through? It gets so far reflects in it?
Well, and on the summer, it's always blue.
Yeah?
And I don't see nothing except, as I say...
What do you want to see in it?
Oh, things. Like live things.
You want to see yourself in it?
Well, I'd like to.
Well, we'll adjust it around so it faces you.
All right, thanks. Now then, another thing. Them tires.
What's the matter with them?
They're very high. And they're flat, kind of. No air like in them.
Oh, well, we must have forgot.
They're pretty round, except on the bottom, they're pretty flat.
Yeah, well, we must have forgot to deflate them, I guess.
The steering wheel doesn't turn the left front rear wheel.
Well, the other one turns, don't it?
Yeah, the other one
oh,
turns.
You
okay.
can make a turn, all right.
The dome light in the back seat.
Are they towing in or towing out?
They can kind of tow in a little.
Yeah, you'll find yourself driving to a point pretty soon.
And, well, one other thing on this new car, I wish you could fix. The ashtrays are filled up.
Well, I don't know about that. That comes that way from the factory.
Other than that,
the
ashtrays
are in there to stay, as far as I know.
Other than that, it's the best car
I've
ever done.
Somebody complained about the ashtrays to me.
So if you'll take care of that, please, sir.
Yeah, that was one windshield wiper you want to replace.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Okay, right. That'll fix it all up. I'll take care of that. Be back about 2 weeks from now, will you?
Okay. Well, so much for that.
Yes, now it's the Bob and Ray Reptile Show.
Oh, it's time for commercial.
This vacation, go and come in cool comfort, rested and refreshed aboard your New Haven Railroad train. To New York, to Cape Cod, and to many other points south of Boston, your New Haven offers better service, faster schedules, that lets you reach your vacation destination far more quickly, with more time for rest and recreation when you arrive. You'll appreciate the real dependability New Haven brings to your vacation, too. No matter what the weather, fog, rain, or shine, New Haven trains operate on time and safely. No canceled schedules, no delays to interrupt your vacation plans. So go by train, go New Haven this year. And when you step down after a fast, comfortable ride in New Haven's air-conditioned coaches of Policon, you'll say that's the way I travel from now on. So go. New Haven. And now make way for the dancing girls.
Ken, have they played I Took a Jello Yes?
Yeah.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm. Sounded like Kebla to me.
Time now to go backstage with Farrell. Another thrilling story. The story of Manhattan. Broadway.
As alive as today. I like that story. It doesn't mean anything.
There's a looking on backstage, pal. We're rehearsing for a new show.
All right, Farrell. Let's try it all once more, Harry.
Remember, the Angels is in the wings.
You got that music over there, Harry? Okay, that'll ever
We're going to make this a good show for them Angels is here today. Okay, Giles.
Oh, you want one?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Giles. One, two. Well, wait a minute, Harry. It's got to be faster than that.
Remember, Harry, this is the number where the girl meets the boy at the seashore, and then they go into a spontaneous dance.
And the women
dancers join in. They're wearing
1890 bathing suits, too.
Oh, yeah, it's an old timer. You know what I mean? Okay,
that'll
leave it.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Kick now.
One and two and three and turn. One and two and kick.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
Hold it, Harry. You didn't turn where you were supposed to.
I kicked, I know, and I'm going to turn
the next
time.
You kicked where you should have turned.
Yes.
Okay, let's try it over.
Sorry, I was thinking of something else.
I'll keep your mind on your work, Grace.
You bet, backstage.
Okay, then. One, and two, and three, and
turn. Hold it.
Hold it. That was my fault, I guess.
Okay, backstage, and you gave the one where you should have given nothing.
That's right.
Okay. Now
by the way, who are you anyway?
I'm your cohort.
Oh, that's right. You are, thanks. Ed Cohart.
All right, let's start again.
One, and two, and three, and turn. One, and
Hold it.
Look, backstage, why don't you stay out? Leave me do the counting, huh?
Okay.
I have the education, right?
Right, oh, okay. I ain't following the script or something.
You got the brains. Yeah. I got the money and the education.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Let's try it again, Harry.
Turn.
One.
All right, backstage. I don't know what we're
doing. I'm probably all washed up with this production.
I think we're going to have to let you go.
Okay.
Just think, backstage, you've been in 15 Broadway hits. So this is the first one that you must.
I've really messed this up to a fairly well.
Too bad, backstage.
NFL.
But you'll have to go home and tell your darling wife, Sally, that you're all true.
I can't do that, Ed.
Go on. Well, it's up to you, backstage. You'll have to think your way out of it.
But Sally's counting so much on this production.
Too bad, I mean, but I can't work up any sympathy for Sally.
I'm just old backstage, Farrell.
Sally means nothing to me.
But she does to me, Ed. Don't you understand?
You're true, backstage. Go on. Get out of my life.
Okay. So long, Harry. So long, Ed.
Bye. Bye.
So long, Pop, the stage doorman.
So long, everybody.
Bye. Well, backstage Farrell has had something blow up in his face.
He wends his way down the alley from the stage entrance out onto Broadway.
Fire.
Broadway once gay for backstage, but now sad.
A cemetery.
He crosses Times Square and heads to his little three-room apartment. Wait a minute. Well, he didn't get there that quick. We had a lot more pathos to get into.
He stopped in at a meeting, for one thing.
Yes, it was a vertical bar.
That's right. But we don't have time for it, and we'll have to look in on backstage at some later date.
He really is in a dire predicament, though. You're an officer, dire predicament.
That's a good name, Bob. If we ever need a name like that someday, that's what we'll use.
Yeah. How about a bugle here? Shall we have one
sure.
of those? The old fast-breaking stars are in the limelight tonight at Wonderland Revere. It's another all-star program featuring fire sprints over the short 525-yard course. Spotlight at ninth race. So, Goldie, come in just a minute, will you? Got a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Listen to this.
Okay, is this how it should be done, sir?
Spotlight at ninth race over the 516th mile distance.
Jennings. Not Susan.
Identic. Elect. Twilight Harmony. Air Brake. And Tulare Rose. Post time for the first bus race is 7:45. Daily double close is 7:30. The fare is near from Boston by MTA from Maverick Station, from everywhere over wide highways. Floodlighted free parking lots are provided for those who drive. Remember, it's always cool at Wonderland, so spent tonight at the Great Beach Bowl and enjoy breezes from the North Atlantic.
And please don't feed the animals.
That would be a very cooling spot to be this evening, I think.
Why don't you go out there, Bob?
Well, I would.
You would,
but.
Well, I'd like to see you go on out.
That's right. I don't have the dime to get out there.
Well, it'll cost you more than that now.
What?
Sure.
Over a wide highway.
Well, I don't know what to do now. It's pretty funny.
Our script was a little short today. We finished up at...
Well, we figured on more commercial. That was our whole trouble.
We were expecting them. We don't have any contest entries to read today?
We do, Bob, but I...
The brook is, and we couldn't be back at least before the 1:30 headline.
Then you have to run over by the North Fork.
That's right.
To get down to Studio 4.
And we follow the natural lines of drift down in back of a hilly wooded section and along the riverbank up to Kelly's Pasture, that's right, and across it, and down to our office, which is located, as I say, about 1/2 mile from right here.
And so to run back there and get the mail is practically physically impossible.
And to be here on time, we could come back and be here about in the third inning of this afternoon's ball game.
It is a warm day, even though the air has cooled off a bit. By the way, did you get my notice?
I'm up here without the commercial for 1:29.
Oh, no, you're not.
You're not.
I thought of that ahead of time.
Hey, Bob, you're wonderful.
Did you get the message about Gillette? They have to go back to work there because of cooler weather. All shifts at Gillette Safety Razor Company will work as usual.
That's good.
Get in there and turn out them razors.
Sure. Get back there and start looking and feeling
sharp.
Wait a minute.
Mr. Wilson has had an inspiration.
Beautiful. Mr. Green is feeling his way through this, friend.
He doesn't know exactly what to expect. You might be able to expect us back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Matinee with Bob and Ray. Music by Ken and Bill, who are heard on their own show every morning. 8:35 over the same station.
Come on, Red Sox. Leave us with this rubber game. Matinee with Bob and Ray will be coming again tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Ken Wilson plays the organ. No name on the arrow. Kelly Elvernoy is our engineer. He is one of the boys.
Hey, whoa, 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 wait, whoa. From WHCA.